It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's Brownlow time, and we've got some breaking news, people. You might not be getting the goodness in vegetables that you think you are. Want to know more? You're going to find out in just a moment. Plus, are you a fridge gazer? What is that? All will be revealed. And the most futuristic rickshaw ever. It's all in this week's Brownlow. Shall we start?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
By far. By the way, we are rolling, officially rolling now. And by far, I've got to say, the Richmond meat-free sausages. Kedge, have you got down with these meat-free sausages?
I haven't. I keep looking at them, and they keep talking to me from the freezer. And I go, and then I see Satch's face, and now I'm going to see your face at the end of these sausages.
Yeah.
But they look too much like sausages. I don't eat that in my life. I'm
vegetarian. They're so good. They're so good, Kedge. I'm going to say, and last week, about 2 weeks ago, I bought like a, because they didn't have the Richmond meat-free ones, so I bought like a more expensive brand, some organic vegan thing, right? And they're like, they were like about a fiver for like six sausages, you know, like, it's, which is, it's $4.90. It was $4.95. Huh?
Pound of sausage.
I mean, that's expensive. A lot.
Is that a lot?
That is a lot. I think so. And they
how
weren't all that.
The normal sausage.
But the cheaper it is, the better it is. That's how sausages work. The more grime it is, and more filled of sawdust, the better it is. Yeah. Anyway, I just made sausage rolls today, and they're going like hotcakes in this house. Well, they're going like hot veggie sausage rolls. And Milo, my 8-year-old, nearly 9-year-old son, had one and didn't know it was a veggie one. Because if I told him, he'd make a fuss, because he's just that kind of guy. He's like his mum, making fuss for no reason. Anyway, so I'm going off on the wrong podcast. That's another podcast. That's another one. How are you? All right? Everything good?
Yeah, mate. We're all right. Another good week.
You feel good about this week. The all I've been seeing all over the news is that that Rishi's going to announce it. So at the time of us recording this, we don't know what the Chancellor's going to do and the big announcement, how he's going to help us save all money. But it does feel like COVID's kind of going, 20 million people vaccinated. And again, the positivity continues. So it feels like things are good.
Well, you never know, because we don't know what he's going to say, really, at this moment in time. So, you know.
But you know he's got to do something.
Of course he has.
Yeah, it's like
it might be round two of eat out to get gout as well.
It might be. I don't think he'd do that again, because I think that got too much of bad press in the end. I think it's going to be.
He was saying he might be back on.
Yeah, but I think he wants to do other things. Isn't he? He's saying, you know, he wants people to now not just eat out. He wants you like to go to the theatre. So, you know, so
so rather than eat out as well.
Yeah, eat out to help out. It'd be like go see a show and bring back your glow.
I don't know. I was going to say, bring back somebody else. I was getting you. Bring back that. And I was like, what? You're not supposed to bring them back.
No. Everyone, back. Well, you're going into Soho. So, it's around.
Soho,
that's theatre land.
That's it.
Have you been maintaining distance? What have you been doing? Anything new this week that you've done?
I think it's been nice this week because we've had a couple of days of nice weather. Like the sun's been out and you know, I think people kind of change how they are in stuff, isn't it? With a bit of sunlight coming out, like people are more happier, which was good to see.
Yeah. And I think that's why, weirdly, the third lockdown kind of came at the worst time, because it came in the darkest, you know, gloomiest months. It took away Christmas. It was all just, it was like, it was magnified how much it played a negative sort of role in us enjoying our lives. So now spring's coming in, daffodils are out, weather's good, sunny. I jet washed my patio floor outside. I was out in the garden in the sunshine. But it's just, you know, just so everyone knows, it's deceptive sunshine. It's that sunshine that looks nice and sunny, but it's not actually warm.
Can I do a little advert here for my things I learned? It is going to be exactly about what you're talking about now, and that sunny but cold weather and deception. So stay tuned to find out the things I learned this week, which is related to that.
Good. I got a good thing I learned as well this week.
No, you can't tag on to my advert. That's it. Back onto the podcast. Come on.
It's shared. It's the shared advert space. That's what it is. Come on, man.
Exactly.
Your brand and my brand.
I want to preview my one now. I feel left out.
I'll beg your pardon. Oh, you're the thing
I've learned, obviously.
Okay. I thought we were back to sausages again. That's what it was. But Ked, you had a bit of a party. You had a work party.
I had, and I kind of have escaped the Zoom party pretty much all the lockdowns. You know, I mean, I've had the odd family one, where the birthday one, but it's not really a party as such because it just becomes a massive gossip session with your family. But I had to have the first sort of work Zoom party.
Yeah,
it wasn't. And
was everyone from the call center there, or was it just?
It was just the select division.
Okay, so how many people roughly?
The foreign speaking one. So it was about six of us, right. And I really didn't know what to expect, and I thought I've got to give it a go. Don't be one of those people. You know, oh, I'm busy or anything like that. It was on a Saturday night as well. Saturday night is movie night. You know, and I'm
Saturday
thinking,
night.
What am I going to be able to recommend to the podcast family? They would want to know a film. Ked is sitting here, you know what I mean, faffing around on a Zoom party.
Time out. I just love the fact that you two uncles went, oh, party on a Saturday night? What kind of crazy people are they? Just to remind you guys, Sachin, the DJ as well, that Saturday night is when people have parties.
No, I'm sorry. A party, yeah, if we're saying, all right, we're going out to a party, cool, I'm there. But a Zoom party.
Work, mate.
Exactly. You don't even like anyone at work. It's one of them ones, isn't it? They're your mates.
The thing is, I do. This workplace, I actually do love all the people. And it's really, they're really nice people. So I went along with my little rum and coke, and I thought, right, here we go. And it's just... I don't like it. Did you dress up for it?
Did you put on a Hawaiian shirt or something like that?
No, I just whatever t-shirt I had on for the day, you know, and that involved I did gardening in it and all of that.
Was it navy blue?
Yeah, it was navy blue. And it was just like there was this one lady who loved talking, and that was brilliant because then you just watch her, and I realised I was at like, half time I was looking at myself just going. Am I making a good face? And then, you know, like when someone wants to interject into the conversation, you don't get the first 10 seconds of it because it's not, you know, the Zoom square hasn't moved over yet to the right person. Yeah. So you don't hear them. And then you're like, sorry, you have to do it again. I missed that first bit. And then I tried to speak and it didn't work because obviously the lady kept speaking. And I was just like, you know what? Thank God.
So define party. Like, what did you do? Was it just a chat or what happened in the party?
Just a gas. I finished my drinks. It was just a little gas. And then it was only supposed to be an hour. It went on for an hour and a half. I was itching. I was thinking, when can I make a little sharp exit? Luckily, the lady kept talking, went, I've got to go. And then there was no one wanted to talk after that.
That's the effect that a good party person has on a party, that when they're gone, you feel the void, you know? And so whoever she is, I wish I was hanging on with that girl because she
always had a story for everything. She never let anyone speak.
Mm. Oh, what did that feel like, Ked?
No, I was waiting for that. I let you speak. Anyway, how was your week?
Oh, I think this is about our 150th podcast. I don't know what we're up to, right? That's the first time. That's the first time I think Ked has ever asked us how we are. Do you remember? Mm. Do you ever remember him saying,
"Hey, Satch, about Satch's car after I spoke about my car for 25 minutes"?
Yeah, that's why. That's why, because it was just to take a breather, and so he can mention something about his car, and then we can get back to it. So it's interesting, very interesting. But it's like, but you did your first. Well, I'm glad. Seriously, I'm glad you experienced it, because in 20 years' time. You know, you'll be talking about what went on during lockdown and that crazy time and all that. Oh, can I tell you my quick idea to do with like lockdown ending and all that? I just suddenly, there's a little idea. I thought music, Satch, you'll relate with this, right? Obviously, I don't have the skills to make music. But we all know that after the war, after any kind of depressing kind of period of time, music is killer. It's all like party anthems. It's go for it. It's fun songs as well. Even in the war, they sung songs like, you know, we'll meet again, you know, all that kind of stuff. Don't know where. They sung about their situation. And I'm like, oh, man, we now need a song about like, I'm going to hug you or something. I don't know that. Because I'm
going to hug you. I'm
going to lick your face. I'm going to lick, because I ain't got COVID or whatever it is. Or, you know, I'm vaccinated. Vaccination across the nation, you know, whatever. I don't know, like something. There needs to be a song that reflects it. But I don't know who's going to make that. I don't know who's going to do the song that captures that everyone's now back together.
Freddie Mercury, I Want to Break Free. That's it. Just play that, blare that out of all the speakers.
Yeah, true. Or some, but I think it needs to be a new song. I think that someone's going to do it.
Mark my words. It has to be an anthem that everyone knows.
No, it ain't. But no, that's the way you're wrong. Because this is what I mean. Now you've got enough inspiration to make an anthem.
See, I think someone should have a chat with Akon, and instead of Locked Up, it needs to be the other way around.
Unlocked Up. What? Released
Up. Unlocked Up. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I'm just saying, he's probably the right man to do it, because
I'm just saying, with a bit of auto-tune, us three could go into a studio and give the people something.
No, I'd rather go back into another lockdown.
Oh, wow. Okay, fine. Okay, what if I did this like it was Britain's Got Talent? What if I ask Kedge to sit this one out and Satch, me and you carry on as a duo? I'm just saying, it might be that might play a factor, that, you know, like in the Simon Cowell
way.
There you go.
I'll have your vocals, I'll play the harmony.
Beautiful. Everyone's got a purpose.
पीती रहती सावरिया बिन सजना क्यों जीती रहती पल घट पे घट घट करके पीती रहती सावरिया बिन सजना क्यों जीती रहती पटती पटे पटनते क्यों तू इतना बनते घना एटीट्यूड घमंडी पर बनेगी तू मेरी बंदी
That is a tune. Bung, bung, bung. It's Sachin Jigga behind the music, which is why it's got such a wicked beat. Aziz Kaur is one of the vocalists. It's just good. It's a good song. Brand new for that one. Have we played that before? We played that once before.
We played it a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, but
Sachin Jigga made it, did they?
Yeah,
I think it's about time we call in on them. You know, like, we haven't spoken to them for a while. They've always been in and around the scene.
Should we call them now?
Not now, because they're probably asleep. But
true. Maybe not. These producers, they work through the night. They prefer the night.
True, but let's not. You know, he might be making Bunga too, and we don't want to ruin that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk about a different kind of gut, right? Your own gut, because we all know that getting your fruit and veg is a good way of keeping your gut actioning in the best possible way. And all that, right? And can I, on a little sidey, a personal one, recently I've been having way more pure vegetarian meals, not even consciously. It's just been falafel. I just like these veggie sausages. So I'm like, well, I'll take them because they taste just as good. And it's like, I'm just opting for veg. I had a stir fry tonight, mange to corn, carrot, pepper, mushroom. Yeah, lovely. Lovely.
Yeah, Tommy, I'm the same.
Can I just say, you're all turning into me. This is the
other day, I opted not to eat meat.
Yeah, but it wasn't even a biggie.
It wasn't a biggie, but it was just like, I fancy something. I was like, I just want to eat something veggie. And it's been a few days now.
Very good.
Look how proud he is. I tell you what he's like. Right? I tell you what this is like. All of a sudden, Kedge is not in our life because he's at the end of a Zoom call, mainly to other people, women who talk a lot. And he's he's not in our life, and we've now changed and we found, you know, our new way of being, and it's, and we're feeling good for it. It's a bit like West Ham. No fans allowed in the stadium. We're doing the best we've done in 20 years. So, you know, it's just, I think sometimes you don't need people meddling with your performance. And I think me and Sachin are just getting on with it without Kedge going, Kedge trying to claim every vegetable he's own. So Kedge, do you love peas and sweet corn?
Oh yeah, love, oh, love.
Shame on you. This is the news. The news this week, I read this week. No, peas, sweet corn and potatoes are not part of your five a day anymore.
I mean, I probably could have guessed potatoes weren't, because they're too good.
Wait, give me first, I want the reasoning.
Well, what they're saying is basically about what contains the most kind of goodness. So leafy greens, spinach, kale, even lettuce were found to have the most contributors. Things that contribute, this is a key way of phrasing it, to you having a long life. I like that. But rather than saying, oh, it'll reduce your antioxidant and all that kind of stuff, it's saying, no, you want to live longer. That's tangible. You know, you'll live longer, leafy greens. And also things like carrots, anything that's got vitamin C in it, berries, citrus fruits, that's all good. But the ones that are less effective, they're not bad. They're not bad for you. I'm only kidding, right? Is potatoes, sweet corn, parsnips, fruit juice as well. Even fresh fruit juice doesn't really do anything. Butternut squash doesn't really do anything. Peas, baked beans, don't do it as much as the other things, like I said, like asparagus, like broccoli, like citrus, like cauliflower. They're all good. Cabbage, tomatoes, lettuce, spinach, brilliant. But the others, bad. I don't know. I just thought, like, how about that? Even the humble potato. Potatoes are getting dissed. I mean, bad news for potatoes.
Really?
I just think it's good to know, because then if you're going to say, oh, actually, I've got a bit of, I don't know, I can either chop up some lettuce or I can have some peas, have the lettuce. That's what we're saying. Have the lettuce. But I don't think, who was I talking about? Did we say this on the podcast? You know, onions, amazing. Potatoes, amazing. Like, of course. You can't knock the potato.
Of course not. And you can do so much with it.
Wow.
That's the most important thing.
Well, we're going to have to just sort of think our diet again. I mean, that I think if you are eating peas, sweet corn and potatoes, I think carry on. And then add a little bit more. Don't let this worry you too much. I think
so. Just go large portions.
Yeah, because
it's like Philadelphia light. You know, they said, yeah, you can have twice as much.
Yeah, and also I think potatoes are coming in for a bit of hammering this week. They're getting mashed, and then also my beloved friend and someone who I've grown up with for many a year now, Mr. Potato Head. He's getting slammed in the papers, and I thought, you know what, I need to speak to you about this.
The character, Mr. Potato.
The character who you might have also seen, if you're not familiar with the actual toy, you might have already seen him in Toy Story.
Toy Story,
Mr. Potato Head is getting mashed as well, because people are now calling for it to be gender neutral. Why is it Mr. Potato Head? Hasbro Toys have been, you know, in the game for a long time, 70 years, and they said it's time that we need to have a bit of a makeover because of the way the world is changing. Equality, there should be Mrs. Potato Head, and there is by the Mrs. Potato Head, but they're saying it shouldn't be known as Mr. Potato Head. It should be just Potato Head.
No, I get that, because the way everything's kind of going now in the world is that we don't need to label things as a he or a she. That's just it. That style, that whole thought process is dated. And look, the world's changing. It's funny, because I think it's our generation, and I'm just about catching you in that as well, Satch. And I mean that, not genuinely. I think anyone who's just over 30 to probably about 50, you are in my generation, and that is of people who remember the old times when this would have just got, you know, laughed, dismissed, or even just ignored if you were going to go, I think Mr. Potato Head needs to be gender neutral. It would just get dismissed. Like, our world growing up was very different. Very different to how things are now. I get why they are the way they are now. And actually, we need to just realize that actually this, I think it's human progression. People are realizing there's so much more to people. There's so many more different kinds of people. There are different kinds of gender. No one is 100% anything. You can't just say, you're a boy, you're a girl. There's more to it. And I think that's why all of this is going on, because people ultimately just want to be recognized for being themselves.
Fluid potatoes. That's what we've got to go for now.
fluid. Oh, yeah, gender fluid potatoes. Yeah. I thought you meant like liquidized. I was like, yeah, if you want to do that to your potatoes.
Yeah.
But I don't like that.
Still doesn't count as your one a day.
No, it doesn't count as any of them, no.
But this change is also now sort of trickling into other toys.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I was like, because obviously this has kind of got it now. Like, does that mean all the other bits need to sort of change all the other toys?
Toys. Oh, I thought you were talking about potato heads bits.
No. I think his or her bits can stay.
So Barbie, like, they're no longer going to be blonde. You know what I mean? It's like there will be multiple skin tones and body shapes with Barbie. Because before, if you remember, it was always the thin, buttly blonde girl, blue eyes.
Yeah.
Thomas the Tank Engine. That's going to have more female characters. I think if you remember, when we were young, I think there was only one pink engine. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because it was all about Gordon, Thomas, and his gang. You know, it was always Angry Gordon, James.
Fat Controller.
There could have been a Mrs. Fat Controller. Well,
I've been involved with the new age Thomas because of the boys. And so I've been watching a lot more of it. And I was surprised at how many more characters there are. There are lots, but you're right. Actually, most of them probably are.
No, even the tractor. Male trains. The tractor was a bloke. Even the even the plane. That.
The Indian train, I've forgotten her name now, but it was a she.
There's an Indian train?
There's an Indian train.
What? Yeah. That is game
I want to say...
Thomas Tickety.
Mia. I think it's Mia or Nira. There's a couple of... And there's a Mia Japanese one. The Japanese one's wicked. He looks like a black train.
Japanese?
It's just sick. Yeah, it's called Hiro.
Is there. This is like a world convention of Thomas Tickety. Oh, man.
There's loads of more new ones.
What are the features of the Indian?
Well, funny you said that. I've even watched the episode where
people are stuck on the top of it.
No. That would be wicked. That's such a good idea. Why did they not think of that? That they should just have people riding on top of it. No, it was
sleeper.
I watched the episode. Yeah, long. It's Amritsar to Delhi. That's what it is. It goes. It's that one. And it was basically, the episode was about the train and whatever in India. I think Thomas actually went to India.
In India?
Yeah.
Thomas' little land.
Yeah, because he's in like an Indian train station and all that. But the voice of one of the Indian train station managers, or I think was it one of the trains, was Sanjeev Bhaskar. I remember that.
Oh.
I was like, they went hardcore. They got the main man. But he wasn't obviously the train because the train is a female. But it's great. You know what I'm saying? So they are changing that. But okay, now you got me thinking about like He-Man. He-Man can't be. He can't be allowed.
He-Man would be banned. He-Man.
How do you change that? You can't even change that name. You just got to go silent. Or what about
She-Ra?
You had She-Ra. So she's what? She's just going to be called Ra.
She should have been She-Woman.
Ra.
Yeah.
She should have been She-Woman.
No, yeah, if on the basis of He-Man.
Very quickly, He-Man. I don't remember this at all. Like, I know the name, but I can't even think of what it is.
Skeletor. And to be fair, He-Man's best buddy in the fighting was Man-at-Arms and Sheila, I believe it was.
Sheila? She was Australian.
Tila, her name was. Tila, I think. And that was a little three-person crew, and she was very sort of, you know, forceful in that team.
Well, it's going to be happening. I think, you know.
Also, Orko was, I would say, was gender fluid back then, but we didn't know about him.
Well, no, because I don't know what Orko was.
There you go. You don't know if it was boy or girl. So no, that was a
but it wasn't even like a being of this planet. It was a sort of floating red cloak thing.
That's what we were told to believe back then.
Yeah.
I think they should just change these, like, keep the characters the same, just make the names gender neutral, like, for example, Punjabi names.
Yeah, you're right.
So you just can't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if He-Manjeet could just be, sorry, He-Man could just be Manjeet.
That's
what I was saying. Manjeet, right? And then She-Ra could be She-Ravinda. Or Ravinda, you know, and yeah, you're right. You know what?
Brilliant.
There you go, Punjabi people leading the way on gender equality. Thank you very much. You can all thank me later. Well done. The world's a better place thanks to my people.
Oh, जाने कहां हवाएं हवाएं ले जाए तुझे कहां हवाएं हवाएं बेगानी है ये बागी हवाएं हवाएं ले जाए मुझे कहां हवाएं हवाएं ले जाए जाने कहां ना मुझको खबर ना तुझको पता
something to look forward to when we get to go back to India at some point.
Yeah.
And it's to do with rickshaws.
I'm not going, I'm just saying I'm not going back to India for a while.
Oh,
what? Ever?
What do you mean?
You know what? Okay.
That's a lie.
We turn around to Kedge right now and go, oh, yeah, T20 World Cup, October, Kedge, we're going. Me, Satch, in fact, we're going to go with your brother. I'm going to go with Danny and Kevin, all those friends of yours that you don't let us meet, but you talk about that you're really good friends from school. We're all going. You're telling me you're not going to be in India this year?
I don't think, honestly, I don't want to be in India in 2020. I don't think they're ready yet.
No, it's 2021.
When
2021.
Okay, so January the 1st, your birthday, 2021, you'll be there, yeah? Because by then, COVID would have... 2022, that's what I meant, yeah.
2022, and I'm going to have to assess the situation because at the moment, I'm getting mixed messages from people in India, and I'm just not feeling it. Yes, on one hand, everyone's out partying and you know, going to events and stuff, but the Aam Aadmi is still very nervous, and they're, you know, they're staying in.
Never. By Aam Aadmi, you mean yourself.
Well, you know, people that I know there who are just normal office gumwala people who are just like, Kedge, it ain't what you're seeing on Instagram. And that's interesting.
I never thought I'd see the day where Kedge turned his back on India and going to India.
No, but you kind of have for a year.
Would you go to Mauritius? Would you go nearby? Would you go?
Mauritius is COVID-free. Again, I've got friends in Mauritius, and I get the weekly updates from there as well. And they're telling me they're on the beach and they're having a great time. So I'm from Mauritius, definitely.
I've got mates in Mauritius, so I actually.
Right. So, what's the good news, Satch?
The good news is about this fella called Arun Prabhu, and he's an architect based in Chennai, and he's basically made new rickshaws.
Oh, yeah.
That house a house on top of the rickshaw.
You what? Like a rickshaw? The size of a rickshaw.
So, it's the size of a rickshaw. It's basically built upwards, so it's got like another room above the rickshaw.
Yeah, and like a camper van.
Yeah, because obviously when you go to India, like at night time, you see a lot of sort of like the drivers and stuff just sleeping in rickshaws at night. This is to kind of eliminate that. They've got a bit of space. They go above their rickshaw, have a little kip, and that's basically their house.
What?
Yeah, but it's not a house.
How do you get up there? It's a staircase.
Well, no, you just climb above it. I mean, a rickshaw ain't that like, sort of big, is it? You just put your foot and get
up it. But it's only a square, Satch.
So what's in the house?
You need a hole to get up there.
Yeah, you're saying it's a house. So what is in that? Because a house needs a bed, a toilet, a sink, a little area to prepare food.
Well, I can tell you very quickly by looking at the picture that it's just a random picture that's all that's sort of given there. And he's got like a drying rack for his clothes. He's got a drying rack for his clothes. He's got like a sort of on top of his actual room. He's got like a little sunbathing area where you can just chill and you know.
He's got a terrace on top of the rickshaw.
And then obviously like the room goes inside and he's got like a little area where he can clean and stuff and sort of cook and clean, and then he can basically sleep in another little area.
Hold on a minute, on top of a rickshaw.
Okay, just to point out I'm looking at the picture
house.
No, I get what it is. It's a caravan, effectively, but built around the body of a rickshaw. So if you think about it, it's got a big front bit above it in the front, like it's got a quiff.
Does it balance all the back top? That's quite heavy.
No, it balances. It's got everything. It's got a bed in there. It's got a little kitchen sink and a little kitchen area where you can put all your plates and stuff like that.
It's not very fast, though, is it?
Little toilet in the corner.
But it does.
Run the Mumbai traffic. Jesus.
And well, no, I think it will. Like, because I mean, you know, the guy from Mahindra, the actual boss of Mahindra, has given this the cosign and said this needs to be built because, you know, it was sort of.
You know what he's saying? He's thinking it needs to be built properly because that looks like a death trap.
Does that
become compact?
You basically pack it all.
You don't drive with it all pumped up like a big carriage.
It's like the VW camper van.
Yeah, so it's got a top bit, and then you open all the bits out when you've stopped.
This is good, but then it does fold back.
Yes, and it folds back.
Swiss Army knife of cars and houses combined. It just like it's just got little gadgets tucked away. But I was going to say, because looking at the walls and the doors and whatever, the windows, whatever they've done to make the structure, I was thinking one solid bud inside that, and bam, you're going to blow the windows right out, back doors off.
To be fair, when you look at certain rickshaws over there, they have rickshaw vans in India. So, you know, this ain't quite far off.
For me, the only concern I've got is, will they still be able to fit the subwoofer and all the electric lights?
Yeah, man.
Because I don't want to be riding.
And you can fit the Juhi Chawla mud flaps.
Yes. Needed the Juhi Chawla mud flaps or a Madhuri on the other side.
Yes.
Yeah, fine.
Don't know what we're talking about.
Well, I'm just thinking about Juhi's flaps just banging away on the back of your wheels while you drive along down the motorway. Well, that's a good point, because you could do an overnight drive, like, and you could say to the rickshaw guy, actually, just chill, cruise. Nice and cheap and cheerful. It'd be good money for the rickshaw people as well. But take me like 50 miles or something like that, and you could have a little lie down upstairs in his house. No, you can't drive with it all over.
All I'm saying is, this is the future. The guy from one of the biggest car companies in India has co-signed this and said this needs
to
happen.
Hold on.
It's called the Solo One.
Right.
So Solo this, One.
Don't forget
guys,
that.
This is it. This is our road trip through India. One of these. We pull up where we want to pull up at the most beautiful sights ever. Yeah, but Kedge, one thing though, we have to go this year.
we can't all fit in one rickshaw. I mean, you know, two basically fit in a nice thing.
Yeah, is there a fridge in this thing?
Yes, there is a fridge in there.
Don't lie.
Yeah, see that? No, but it looks like a good size. Yeah, now that I see it, it's a proper size. I'm telling you, this is the one. This is how you need to travel across India. Then you can just park up, do your thing. This is so us. This has got us written all over it. This is our road trip.
And if this ever comes here into this country, and we start getting cab drivers driving one of these things, then we've got to be very careful, because having a fridge up there could actually mean it could actually become quite a problem for the taxi drivers in the UK.
Why?
Because they might end up fridge gazing. Have you heard about fridge gazing?
Fridge gazing?
Yeah, apparently British people spend more than 16 hours fridge gazing over the year. That's what happened last year. What
16 hours?
Yeah, highlight of our day throughout the pandemic, because bars and restaurants have been closed, is that we stroll to the fridge, we open it up, aimlessly look into it.
Yeah.
This survey was done by Subway, and they said that Brits spend an average of 16 hours, 26 minutes fridge gazing. A fifth of those said they spend more than 5 minutes a day.
Yeah. You see, stories like that are designed to make us feel bad about how much time we spend looking at the fridge. And I don't think we should feel bad.
But who does this?
The fridge is a place of inspiration.
I was just about to say that before Tommy came in there and says he did this. I was going to say, one out of the three of us does this.
So you don't as well, Sat?
I don't do it. But I
open the fridge to get what I want, and then I'm closing.
Yeah, close it, yeah.
But you don't ever go, I fancy something. Open the fridge and go, And then you work out what you go.
That is the fundamental problem with the human race. When you open the fridge, if you open the fridge and you don't know what you want, that's why we're a nation of unhealthy people.
No, I think we're indecisive. That's all it is. And we got so many options. We got options now. So you're telling me you never sat on the toilet and you don't know whether you're going to poo or not. So it's the same thing. You sit there, you just give it a go. Sit down,
It's definitely not the same thing.
It is the same thing because unless I have a purpose, unless I know exactly what I'm going to go to that fridge for and pull out of that fridge, then I'm not going to open the fridge doors. You go there, you get inspired. Same way, you go to the toilet, you sit down, you might go, you might not.
You must be the only bloke who goes to the toilet and doesn't know what he's going to do in there.
No, I'm saying while I'm there, I might as well sit down and see what happens. It's like the same way. You open the fridge doors and you see...
There's only a choice of two things that can happen. If your body and your brain doesn't know what it's going to do in there, there's seriously some questions that need to be asked.
But within 5 minutes, if I walk away from that toilet, I could be needed. I don't want to make this, this is not supposed to be a crude talk.
Yes, you can have conversions. I get that, right? And that happens in rugby, and I get that. That can happen. But for a fridge, I mean, you know what you want. Dude, open it. Get it out.
I'm thinking more like a snack. I'm saying like, oh, I don't know what I want for lunch. Open the fridge, stand there and go, okay, yeah. And then you start, it's like jigsaw pieces. I'm like, oh, what? Oh, I can have that. Get the halloumi, get the roasted peppers, and put it through a toaster.
That creates doubt in your head. And then once you've got the doubt in your mind.
What doubt? No, I know there's something I'm going to eat. I just don't know what it is yet. I'm going to go there to decide.
It's going to be loads.
But that's how I'm saying I could argue then that you're being limited because you've already made your mind up beforehand, where it actually there could be something else that's going out of date that's got to be eaten that day or by tomorrow that you're going to forget because
you'd know
you
all of that
decided.
Information, wouldn't you?
You know everything in your fridge, every little item.
What do you do?
You think I do, yeah.
I tell you what I think the difference is here. I've got four people of food. Like I've got the two boys and the missus and there are options. So there's always some southern fried chicken bits or there's some cheese and there's some halloumi and there's some, falafel.
Okay, so now that you've said that, I think the key here is the key difference, and I don't know, I can't talk for Saj, but maybe he can now decide.
But you can talk for me. This is good to know.
Yeah, there's two types of people in their fridges. There's Tommy Sandu, who has everything and his wife in the fridge, right? Yeah, yes. Leftover.
I should hold it. You're right.
There's leftover, like you said, chicken shreds. There's a bit of corned beef. There's a bit of tuna. There's a couple of eggs, bits of lettuce, bits of falafel. And I think that's why you have this time to look at and go, right, shall we grab third shelf, bottom shelf, left shelf, Whereas I... Whatever I've got, it's either there or it's not there because it's been finished.
Right.
So you, do you see what I mean? So I can't ponder. I know that, I've got two cartons of juice left, get one and finish it.
Yes.
But I don't have bits of, Sub-Zion and this and that and, in different. And I think that's it. That all boils down to the type of person you are and how you look after your fridge.
Yeah, but...
I think the way Tommy does it is that the fridge tells him what he wants to eat.
Correct.
It's the other way around for me.
You decide. You're being dictated to by your fridge, Tommy.
You're the robot. You listen to me.
Yes.
I'm all right with that, guys, because I realise I live in the modern... it's a modern world. There is lots of...
The technology use you.
Okay, so you're telling me every time a show flashes up on Netflix and it says, hey, Kedge, this is recommended for you, you go, la, 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 no, I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to make my own money.
I never listen to anything that Netflix tells me to watch. Never listen to it.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
I don't. Maybe you should.
Yeah,
maybe you should. You wouldn't recommend so much bakwas. Exactly.
Kya tu police chad mera picha rogendi farani shaki shaki chanke bewajah ek din mera va like hawa 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 rogendi farani hawa 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 ganti main kiti tenu mil ke pehli baar hoya pehli nazar te tenu main pyar lage asi ke main tera हूँ मैं तेरा कैदिया हर समा समा धमाके दर हंगामा गामा सवाल सवाल जवाब जवाब सुबह दिन रात सवाल जवाब क्या तू पुलिस चढ़ मेरा पीछा शकी शकी चांके बेवजह एक दिन मेरा वा लाइक हवा 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 Let it be made in Al-Sareab
लड़की ए बड़ी खतरनाक गल्ला उत्ते उंदे गवां अस्ता ला विस्ता मुंडे मेरे गवा गवाने ए गल्ला ले जवा जवाने निकल रोक जमा जमाने तेरा ना कोई लेना देना
या तू पुलिस चढ़ मेरा पीछा एक दिन मेरा वा लाइक हवा 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 हवा
You were talking about recommendations from me and how they should get better.
Yep, TV recommendations. You're right, actually. Anything you recommend, from yes. food to clothing to places to swimming pools for the garden, yes, everything needs to be better. Agreed.
And you know me, I never like to shy away from a good recommendation. Yeah, there is the odd one in 100 episodes that might be a little bit off the mark, mm-hmm. but that's because I was led down a wrong path by people reviewing it. But
okay, not your fault.
Not my
established. Fault. No, of course, established. Never. You're a good guy.
This week's film, the one to watch.
You know what? I admire you for your relentlessness, that's for sure. Because most people, the hammering you got for recommending that pile of poop that was The Rental, the hammering you got, the messages.
It was just the one.
You know when a striker, and you guys know football way more than I do, but you know when a striker like goes to shoot the ball and he absolutely skies it, rose-ed, yeah. The next time he goes to take a strike, he's a little bit nervous. Yeah. But you're not, Kev. You're not nervous.
I take my inspiration from Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
On his performance at the moment, Kedge is a Timo Werner.
That's deep.
That's the level of film.
There was a lot of high hopes, but there's been no delivery so far. But yes. Okay, go on. This is your chance.
Recommendation, which was released in 2021. So it's a newbie. And I wanted to watch something scary. And I said, I've been looking for something that's going to really creep me out. It's called, I've not felt like that in a while. I needed a horror film. I do like a horror kind of jumpy, scary film. And this one is a horror thriller. It's called Wrong Turn. It's a group of hikers, young kids, who go off for a bit of a hike. It starts brilliantly. I'm not going to say any more than that. They go off trail and then Hungama sets in. And you know what?
Same thing happened to me at Scouts. So far, same thing happened to me when I was 13 years old. No, it doesn't sound that scary. We got lost going on a hike.
You kind of think, I always judge a film by the first scary moment. And then you think, right, if that's how freaky it got, it's going to be good. And the first scary moment and what they show, and you think, I just had to look away from the screen because it was a little bit too graphic for me for what happened to this human being. And then I thought, I like this. And then it just kept me on the edge of the the seat, and that as well. And it's a good one.
How far did the edge out?
Honestly.
Were you watching the Borat movie? Was it the Borat movie? It kept me on the edge of my shit. I was sitting there watching the film. On the edge of my shit.
It's a good one. It is a brilliant one. And it will edge out. But it was released in January early this year, and it's a good one. And all I want to add to that is that 77% of Google users have said it's a good film. They've rated it as with a thumbs up. So there you go. There is some backing behind it. And can I also say, in my defense, good old Jitesh Gupta on Instagram messaged just to say he's watched 2 episodes of Snowpiercer on the recommendation of Kedge. It's absolutely awesome. I love it. Thank you, Kedge. Thank you, Jitesh.
I don't think he said thank you, Kedge. I think he said on the recommendation of Kedge. I think you're adding a little bit of tarka on that email we got there, ladies and gentlemen.
Jitesh is obviously a man of great taste.
He's your family, isn't he?
No, he's not. And I wish there were more people like him.
You telling me you haven't got a Jitesh Gupta in your family? Come on.
How can I have a Jitesh? What, every Gujarat is supposed to have a Jitesh Gupta in their family?
When I'm fridge gazing, I come across a Jitesh Gupta. He's sat in there as well. Oh, Jitesh.
You got a Gupta in your fridge?
Oh, man. Yeah, I said, move out the way. The Dane's behind
Gupta
you.
Gupta was always the surname for a doctor, isn't it? Dr. Gupta. Was that a famous person? Was that Sanjeev Bhaskar's character in one of the goodness? Dr. Gupta. Just sounds, it's a good doctor surname.
Yeah. Gupta, Gupshap. Well, my week has been filled with Desis because this week or last weekend was the launch of IPML, the new TV show. It was the Indian Pro Music League. So this is all, my whole world is, I haven't caught up on Snowpiercer, Ketch, because I'm a bit behind now on that. And a few other shows that I really like Would I Lie to You? I love Would I Lie to You. I'm a couple episodes behind on that as well, because I've been working with ZTV on the IPML to host the After Party. So it's a big brand new show. I think we spoke about it last week anyway. It's just a sing-off music show, wicked singers, wicked lineup, all just battling it out.
She was good, wasn't she?
Who do you think? Mate, but the thing is, okay, I got a funny feeling about Akriti, right? And it's weird because I feel possessive. I'm like, yeah, everyone's jumping on the Akriti bandwagon now, but you know, she was our girl. She was our mate. You know,
she'd always be our girl.
She's our mate.
And yeah, I think she would always be. I think if you've listened to Tommy and Tommy's Breakfast Show,
I'm absolutely consumed with like pride, and I love the fact she's on a big mainstream show. I'm like, that's our girl. That is like, we know her from day kind of one. Mind you, you know, having said that, when I first met her, she was on stage with Shankar Desan Loy. But yeah, you're right. Akriti's on there, but the lineup's incredible, right? The singers on there, even people that I hadn't really heard individually, like Asis Gaur, Rupali Jagga, they're really good. You know, who was the guy that looks like Clark Kent who suddenly breaks into, he looks like he's in Clark Kent. Ankit Tiwari, there we go. Ankit Tiwari, like, he looks like he's, you know, kind of tech support, but actually he's got the ability just to bust out these amazing. So no, a really good feel good show. You should watch it. It's on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. But after the show on Sunday night, I host this little after party. We get some kind of mega fans of the show. We have a little chat about it. So I've just been watching that the whole time, and it's reminded me how many good tunes we have. Like, not about we, I mean the Bollywood scene, the Indian scene, and how much talent that Salman Ali and Javed Ali did, this kind of Qawwali thing. Their voices, I'm sorry, it just smashed you out the park.
He's amazing. He's amazing, though.
Which one, Salman or Javed?
Salman Ali.
Yeah, but he looks about 5'1". There's like, you know, he could be 15 years old, and yet
he was a winner of Indian Idol. He's quality.
So anyway, that's on Z. And that so my whole TV world has been that. And I've just caught the odd little bit of Netflix here and there. Satch, I think you and I have been watching the same thing, haven't we?
Yeah, no, but I've had a bit of a beef with Netflix this week because I have come across some absolute rubbish as well. And it was like,
if you don't listen to Kedge, you end up watching the trash.
Just as Kedge has a big sort of, you know, night on a Saturday watching a film, for some reason, I was just like, I just want to watch something this Saturday night. So slammed on Netflix. And a thing that I saw knocking around for the sort of couple of days was everyone bigging up The Girl on the Train.
It recommended it to you, didn't it?
It didn't recommend it to me. No, it was just on people on Insta saying, oh, yeah, and good luck. And the music was good. And I put it on for 40 minutes. It was terrible.
Why did you do that to yourself?
Yeah, because I didn't know nothing about it. I thought, let me just slap it on, see what happens.
When it comes to that messy stuff, you've got to ask me. I could have given you those 40 minutes back.
I didn't know it was a Desi thing until today, because I heard you mention this a couple of days ago. And then when I put on the TV, it came on my recommendations. It said, you know, what about The Girl on the Train? And who's the actress then?
Chopra.
Oh, okay.
Pariniti.
So is it proper from India, made by India?
Well, it's based on the book, and the book is better.
No, it's basically people living in London, but they're all speaking Hindi. And it's just everything they come across is just, they all speak, the police are speaking in Hindi, in English.
Yeah, but it's been adapted from a book.
I don't know. It's just
I could have told you within day one, people were saying, don't do this, it's ruined the book.
So there was that. Then the other, I thought, let me go mainstream, see what's trending on, you know, the numbers 1, 2, 3 and all of that comes out. Let me check. And the first thing I saw was, what was it? Something to do with Behind Her Eyes or something like that.
Oh, you did it.
And I thought, all right, let me give it a go. I've heard people talk about it. Gave it 40 minutes. Wasted my entire Saturday.
Yeah, weird.
It was awful. It was kind of like my week was recovered.
But interestingly, Satch, you know how we say like during lockdown, everyone's changed and people are kind of, you know, companies are making new versions of their foods and smashing things up with other things and all that, KFC flavored crisps and all that, right? Yeah. So you've changed.
You have changed.
I swear, bruv, I'm looking at you right now and I'm saying from last year, there's no way you would have gone girl on a train.
I think it's
maturity. It's just a maturity thing. You now want more from your telly. This is that age that you are. You're now early 30s. You're not late 20s because you're a minute ago, you were late 20s.
I think when you hear the programs that I actually ended up liking after, you'd probably be like, no, that's such back down.
You do watch a lot of animal programs as well. Watching animals and, you know, breeding very undefined as well.
No, it's not. I've been watching that since I was a kid.
You know what? I wish everyone could see your faces because Kedge is poking the bear and Satch is like deadly serious. No. Anyway,
the big documentary that dropped this week was the Biggie one, which I think it came out Monday this week.
The big documentary. I love what you did there.
And that was brilliant. Yeah, really liked
it. Was it better than the film Hypnotized?
No. You can't compare it to the film because that was a film you can't.
Because it's about Notorious B.I.G., so you kind of can.
No, you can't, because I think with a film, you have to kind of make it look all glam and, you know, sexy for the telly, but with this it was just straight and raw and pretty.
Do you get to see Biggie rap?
Yeah, of course you do. And I think you see a lot of unseen footage in it as well, which was brilliant. And at certain points there's certain beats that he was rapping over and I was just like, wow, this needs to come out as a song.
Exactly. It's on Netflix. It's called Biggie, I've Got a Story to Tell, right? And it's, or B.I.G., I've Got a Story to Tell. But you're right. I watched a documentary last night and what I loved about Notorious, the film, is the music, right? When you do that and it starts, Notorious. And it's like, you know, all that. And you're like, and I think I watched it in the cinema. So it was loud. It was all consuming. It was brilliant. So with this, I was like, yeah, man, I want to hear my tunes. I want to hear that music. But this is a documentary.
Yes.
So this is looking at a lot of his friends and family, people that knew him. You hear things like he's shy. He's an introvert. He's not actually.
So does it cut to people talking about him?
As well. So you got footage of him. You got Diddy's in there. Diddy's in there as well as all of his close friends. Friends, people that I had never even heard of.
Yeah.
That guy called the way like he started selling drugs and who he was selling drugs with. But actually, those guys who he was selling the drugs with, the one of them is like, man, you got it. You're really good. We need to get you. You need to do a demo. We need to get it in front of these people and da da da. So you see all that. You also see that he was very bright. He was a clever kid. He was studious.
Oh, his lyrics now. If you dissect the lyrics, they're genius.
Yeah. And on top of that, there was a jazz musician, because they look at the block. They talk about the blocks that they all live on and where they all are in New York and Brooklyn. Yeah. And there was a jazz musician. This is when you realize it's kismet, you know, likiahoya, as we'd say, like meant to be, right? Is there's a jazz musician moves into his road and Biggie just thinks this guy is the coolest thing in the world. Just because this guy was cool, he's a cool, good-looking guy, he had a lot of girlfriends, and that guy taught him jazz patterns. So when he raps, Biggie doesn't rap on the beat and say it as it was, and that's what they used to do, back in the day. He's all creative on with the beat. And so what I'm saying is this is a proper doc, and it breaks it right down like that.
And I think that the sort of, the bits that you see that sort of take you back is there's a lot of his mum in it as well and what she says about him, and you're just like, wow, like, you know, to even think she's heard his album once and that's his own mum, and you're just like, wow, like she can't deal with any of his cussing or stuff like that in the songs.
And she's quite desi like that, because an auntie calls up and says, an auntie calls his mum and goes, hi, like, you know, I've heard your son's album, it's got all this profanity in it. And she went, really, has it? And she's like, then she goes to him and goes, Christopher, you know, what's all this swearing? He goes, mom, that album's not for you. You shouldn't be listening to it. She goes, and after that, I didn't listen to it.
And then you also realise that he spent a lot of time in Jamaica when he was a kid, which I didn't know. And I was just like, okay, like that's why he knows so much about music and turned out the way he was. So definitely recommend that. And the other thing I saw this week was on Sky. Sky documentaries actually, and it was Bruno versus Tyson. I think out of everything I've seen this week, that was a moment where I just had to sort of stop and be like, wow, they meet each other again like 25 years later, Tyson and Bruno. It just sort of I just froze and I was like, do you see what I mean? It was a moment. It's about an hour and a half.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah. And it's good. And it basically goes through them clashing, and you realize Bruno could have been the greatest boxer that ever lived of that era if it wasn't for Tyson. And the ferociousness. But can I just say one thing as well? For anybody who likes that kind of stuff, and I know I do, there's lots of really great quotes that come from boxers. I don't know why. I think boxers, because it's so solitary and you're in the ring and you're on your own and it's you versus someone who wants to smash your face in, I guess life gets pretty real. But there's some really wicked lines in there about life and about how to get through it. And, you know, when you're down and out, you kind of got nothing to lose. So you might as well go for it. Loads of little bits of wisdom, that's all.
I think one thing that made me a bit sad seeing them old. Because, you know, like you always just have an image of Bruno and Tyson in your head. And then when you see them meet and you're like, bruh, man, these guys have actually got old now. Like,
how much did your heart go, Satch, when you saw them all sort of laughing at Bruno for his panto? Because he did panto at the height of his career.
That made me cringe. And I was thinking, God, like, I remember when he did that like as a kid. And I was thinking, it didn't really affect me. When I saw it now, I was just like, oh, please just stop.
I don't think that is a cringe thing at all. Bruno was the different kind of boxer. And he was that all loving kind of fluffy
too nice
character.
Guy.
And when he did that advert, what was his advert?
Oh, we did loads. HP Sauce, I think, was one of them.
HP Sauce, yeah. What was his line?
Oh, no, but it's like a... Oh, it's something really
no,
kind
I
of...
No, I mean Harry. No.
He says, no, I mean Harry. But it was some... There was some sort... Oh, no. There was a reference in the HP Sauce where he's Man Friday, you know, to like the story of... what's the story? The man who's on an island. Robinson Crusoe. So they do it like that. And it's like, man, you couldn't do that. That's what you know. And I'm just saying.
I think through Bruno, and I mean, I haven't seen this documentary yet, but I think Tyson was the all-out, you know, sort of hard
beast.
Street fighter beast. Whereas I think Bruno was, and I think it always will be. If you're British, he will always be quite close to your heart like that. You know, that cuddly boxer that you know. I remember staying up watching him fight, and he had that fight with. Who was it? Who had him on the ropes and his arms got stuck in the ropes and he was just being battered? I remember watching it as a kid and I just thought, oh, Bruno, this is it. It's come to an end now. Do you know what I mean?
I remember that era. He came to our school, Frank Bruno. He came to our school. Yeah, and I've got a signed autograph from him somewhere because everyone got
amazing.
One. That was when we were like, you know, 11 years old, 10, 11 years old. So I'm going back to like 1988, 89. This is, you know, so he was... He was the man. He
still is the man. On the weekend, he was on Soccer AM and he scored a goal.
Oh my God, he
did a little dance. Did anyone see that?
He was brilliant.
He hit the
crossbar and then he's done. And then they were egging him on and he just kept on busting the moves. It was brilliant.
Good of him. Good. Wicked bit of telly, actually, that is Bruno vs. Tyson and the Biggie documentary. Well worth a watch.
Okay, take a lead. ਜਾਂਦੀ ਐ ਉਹ ਸੋਹਣੀਏ ਆ ਜਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਦੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਹਿ ਜਾ ਐਦਾਂ ਕਰੇ ਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਉਹ ਐਦਾਂ ਕਰੇ ਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਐਦਾਂ ਕਰੇ ਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਟੀਜ਼ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹੀਰੀਏ ਆ ਜਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਦੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਹਿ ਜਾ ਚੱਲੇ ਨਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਨਾਲ ਨਾ
another week of things we learned, and I'm going to kick it off this week. And mine is a geography-based one, actually, this week. And it's about the Diomed Islands. Have you ever heard of them or where they are?
Diomed?
Diomed Islands, yeah.
How's that spelled? D-I-A-M-E-D?
D-I-O-M-E-D-E.
Diomed. No, never heard that word.
Basically, it's two islands, one sort of a bit bigger than the other one. It's in the Pacific.
They are
3 hours away from each other, the islands, to sort of get from one end to the other on a boat. So it's not that far, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
But, and this thing blew my mind.
This is mind-blowing.
It has a 21-hour time difference.
Between an island that's how far away?
3 hours away from each other. On a boat.
Okay. Okay, because of obviously where it is and how it's situated and obviously the location. But then I was just first thing I thought of, but does their time make sense to both of their places? Meaning, is the light right for where they are? Do you know what I mean? Because I thought if they're 21 hours apart and only, there's 21 hours difference, but only 3 hours apart in distance. Does that make sense? Do you see what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
But what I'm trying to think is, has anyone got a sunny night or you know, do they have...
I think it's the side that's on the Russian side actually has like a sunny...
Because it's obviously on that end of the... So it's the New Zealand side and going into the American side, and it's either side of that side of the world.
And it's basically, so these two islands, the international dateline goes right through the middle of them. And I was just like, wow. So if you're literally this side, you're in the next day. And if you go backwards, you're sort of time traveling and you know, you can go back into the last day.
That's where you want to have your New Year's Eve parties.
Can you imagine? We're celebrating
my
50th there.
Two islands, one night. You do the Satch, you DJ, we rave it up. You then get on a boat or whatever it is. You go across to the other one and you do it all over again. Oh, and 21 hours is good because you can sleep 10 hours and go again. You're good to go. Have a nice fat sleep and you got time.
I mean, the only part of this that is uninhabitable. Like, you can't live there because
we'll be fine.
We just need to take a couple of days. That's it.
Yeah, but it's like flipping freezing, Ken. You can't even live there. Like, no one lives there.
In my head, I just thought it'd be hot.
Because it'd be like on the side of Alaska, just to the left of it. And then the other bigger thing is on the side of Russia.
Two decks and a heater.
Yeah. That's a good one. It's a good thing you've learned. My thing I learned this week, and again, this was in the papers because this particular hairstyle, they said, has made a bit of a comeback because of lockdown. And they're talking about how people are going back to their curls because they haven't got to straighten their hair, you know, like, and all that kind of stuff. So the curly hair's in, and therefore the perm is back in. There's pictures all over the paper of Kevin Keegan, Kylie Minogue when she had her perm, and even Cara Delevingne, isn't it?
Yes,
it's Cara, right? She's got a perm now because she's getting into it as well. But why is a perm called a perm? Ooh. I didn't know this.
Because it's permanent.
It is. It's short for permanent.
Oh, really?
I never knew the hairstyle. It's full name is the permanent because obviously it lasts so long when you get it done. So it's like, oh, you know, get ready for it.
What else could it be?
But no, I'll tell you what it is.
The perminder.
Permutation.
Yeah, perminder. It could be, one of them ones. But no, it was more that there's this word that you just say all your life and you don't even know. Yeah. You know, and there's so many of those for me. So you just think, I don't know what the reason was behind it. So little thing I learned, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, particularly considering that most of the sisters that are out there listening to this, and I'm talking to all of you sisters that are like my sisters who are a little bit older than me, grew up in the 80s, you all rock the perm. You rock the perm with your desi suits, and you know you've got pictures in your album of you lot with your perm. I've got pictures of my sisters back in there.
Oh, I thought you said you've got pictures of yourself with a perm.
I unfortunately never, Kedja, in any stage of my life had the necessary requirements, ingredients, you say, to serve up a perm to the world. I just couldn't do it.
Really?
No.
I think the way my hair's growing, I probably could perm it right now.
You could dreadlock that. Look at that.
Terrible.
Talking of words that you didn't know, I have got the word, which if you remember to the advert earlier in the podcast, when you were talking about the sunny days, but where it feels cold.
Yeah, that was like this weekend that we just had last weekend.
Correct. Well, there is a word for that. And I have the word because I learned it.
Can I ask you something? Is it a German word?
No.
Oh, okay. Only because Germans have got words for stuff that you don't normally have words for. They're brilliant
no,
like that.
No, that's because they join their words together.
Mm. Yeah, but they also, no, let's just say if there was a phrase, if there was a word, they would find a word for when you go out the house and come back in because you've forgotten something. You know, like that.
Yeah, but that's because they use the word for to go out of the house
and to come back in.
You have forgotten, return to the house. And then they link all those words together. Wow. And that's why German has such long words.
So it would be like, oh, I had to do a Wapasagia Chabi Bulgia.
Yes, correct.
That's it. And stick a umlaut on it.
Yeah. Vapas agya chubi pool gya.
There you go.
So, because of my friends in the weather department now, who I've become very good friends with, especially
who's that?
You know what? Don't see that's your mistake, Satch. He baited you and you fell for it.
Okay,
he just said my friends in the weather department. That's where we've just got to stay quiet and go and just let it go. You know, you've got that mate in your group. Everyone's got that mate.
Are you asking?
Yeah, no, he's not asking. He's not. He wish he'd
asked.
It's too late. It's too late. Gone. He's asked. Who are your friends in the weather department, Kesh? So
in the weather department at Sky News Weather, I am now very good friends with the weather presenter there called Nazneen Ghaffar. And she told me this word. If you don't know who she is, check out Sky News and Sky Weather. She's always on there. But the word apricity.
Say again.
Apricity.
Apricity.
Yeah, which means the warmth of a sun on a winter's day. And perhaps, by extension, a glimpse of sunshine after a long, hard chill. And that's what we were going through. That weather now has a word that you can all use and show off to all your friends and then bring it back down to the brown note. Because this is the kind of intellectual stuff that you only get on the brand.
Thank you. And that was a party political broadcast from the council. How would I use it in a sentence? Would I say, oh, the apricity factor is really high? Or, man,
yeah, that we felt a lot of apricity.
I feel apricity. Oh, so apricity.
Yeah. There was a lot of apricity today.
But that feels oppressive. Like, oh, I could feel the apricity.
Apricity is AP. R-I-C-I-T-I,
apricity. Apricity. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. There you go.
So apricity.
Is it when a village grows and it's apricity? It's not quite there yet. Okay.
That's quite a good joke for Seth. He doesn't come up with many of those, but that is a good one. I'll give him that.
I need to apologise that Kedge is the somehow barometer for what is a good joke or not. That's like you saying, going to the gym and going, oh, you're not doing it right, mate. You need to bench like this. This is how to get the definition on your fly. I'm like, you are in no position, skinny boy. Get away from the gym.
Other news quickly, my neighbour has got coronavirus, I've just discovered.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's only a problem if you've been in close proximity with said female neighbour.
How do you know it's female? But yeah, it is a female. Because she got it from a cat. But don't ask me out.
Should we just go home? We already are home.
Let's go somewhere.
See you next week. Just walk out your homes.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.